You are listening to Fellowship Around the Table.
Welcome back to Fellowship Around the Table, where we endeavor to have great conversations about life, faith, and the Bible. I am your host today, Heath Casey, and today, around the table, I have Monica Reed and Jim Bruns. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
You all are here, dug in, and ready to grow up something special?
We are.
That's amazing. I love it.
These two are leaders in our Fellowship Garden ministry and are currently leading the Fellowship Garden Spring Impact class. And I wanted them to come in and tell us all about Fellowship Garden.
Yeah, I think it's something that we're both very passionate about. It's been an amazing ministry. It's fairly new to FBC. This started in 2021. I think everything got going. The idea of it and the concept and the team building and leadership getting together and figuring out what we wanted to do and the plans made and excavation and all of that good stuff. So it's been an amazing journey.
It has. Talk about kind of the purpose of the ministry and how did it get started?
Well, what we want to do is, initially our thought was to grow relationships with others in the community and the church, sowing seeds of faith, tending to the needs of others, extending out to the community, and meditating on God's work. What we tried to do is reach out to some of the neighborhoods around the church to get the people involved. I think that's something we're going to concentrate a little bit more, try to concentrate a little bit more on going forward. It's just a little bit hard to do to try to get those people to come in.
Sure. You know? But it is a community garden in that sense, right?
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's kind of an easy in for people who aren't members of FBC or even believers. It's been really cool to see God work. And, you know, each year we kind of build and expand a little bit, like ways to connect with the community and different things we're doing, different outreaches.
For folks that might not just immediately walk into an actual church building, there's a garden on campus.
Right. And who doesn't love gardening?
Yeah. Right.
It all started in a garden.
It all started in the garden.
That's right.
We're also this year excited to have some students, I guess, from International Student Ministry and also from TCC helping.
Is that right?
On Saturday mornings. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's been one of our new outreaches. TCC has a program where their students have to volunteer and get so many community service hours. So the amazing Sue Haslett has figured out how to connect with TCC and get on their community board so that people see, oh, you can volunteer at the community garden, Fellowship Garden, Saturdays from 10 to noon, and then they get their service hours.
Okay.
And each week that she's done that, we've had at least 2 to 3 students.
Is that right?
Yeah,
it's been amazing. And some of these kids have had a garden background or some don't know anything. And we're like, hey, this is a strawberry or hey, this is what lettuce looks like. And it's amazing. They're like, oh, wow, this is really cool. And we've had them come back each week. Mm-hmm. And it's just been really cool getting to know them and be friendly and kind and love on them, you know,
love that.
Yeah.
It's been good. Mm.
Talk about the actual garden and kind of where it is today, but like, where did it start? This idea, we had this big field.
Yes.
And that for years, as me as an elder, I know we were praying, we felt like it was underutilized and it had stickers or those are the worst. What are those?
Sandbirds.
Sandbirds.
Yes.
And we wanted to see it used more, and I don't think we had a specific idea. I know some people used it for sports practice, and you approached us about a garden.
Yeah, so, you know, it's kind of like one of those times in your life when you just feel like the Holy Spirit's putting something on your heart, and it won't go away, and you just keep praying about it, and then you casually mention it to a friend while you're working at the churchyard planting flowers. In this case, it was Lauren Bryan, and then we were like, you know, do you think the church would ever do a community garden? She's like, I don't know. That sounds like a great idea. And Lauren Bryan knows everybody, right? She's amazing, such a connector. And she's like, do you know Sue Haslett and Jim Bruns? They're master gardeners. Let's call them. And then we had several other people that are just so knowledgeable. So we formed like first of all, we prayed about it for a while and we had less than zero idea what to do. So we actually connected with Brendan Nichols, who is head over Abiding Harvest Community Garden.
Yes.
They are in Broken Arrow. And I formed an amazing friendship with her, and I just adore her. She was so kind and allowed us to come out there and look at the garden, barrage her with questions about everything from how do you get volunteers? How do you start? Mm. What do you do about weed control? How do you budget? How do you get all the plants to even grow? Or we had a base knowledge for gardening. I mean, I grew up, my parents had a giant garden and they allowed me to work in it every weekend, which I'm very grateful for now.
Allowed. We had a big garden growing up, living in the country. Mm-hmm. And I remember, I don't know, I think it was potatoes. For some reason, I did not enjoy that and the harvesting of that. And I remember going to Walmart when I was a kid after we had dug up all these potatoes and I saw the price of potatoes and I was like, what are we doing? Yes. But now here I'm older and I'm growing potatoes in my backyard.
Exactly.
And they taste so much better. Yes. It's so cool. Yes. So, yeah. So we talked about it and then we kind of formed like a leadership team and we just started brainstorming. And then at the same time, Dan Alaback was doing kind of an overall comprehensive plan for the church. Yeah. And I weaseled my way to Dan and begged him to consider the garden and doing a plan for that.
Yeah.
So that was just huge and such a blessing. I mean, you know, I'm thinking dig a hole and plant some stuff while, you know, Dan brought us his plan. I'm like,
he's so good.
Oh, my word. He's so talented. Yes. And it was just, I'm very visual, so being able to see that, and, you know, it was overwhelming. I think when we all saw the plan, we're like, you want us to do what?
What are we going to do with that much?
Yes, exactly.
I remember the first time I saw it. I was like, whoa, it's beautiful.
Yes, absolutely. So it kind of grew from there, you know, and then we figure out a name, and then you figure out your objective and purpose and the why behind it all. Mm-hmm. And really it – the root of the garden. Oh, nice. Yeah, I know. Sorry. Is to love on people and build the relationships. Mm-hmm. The vegetables and providing for people is amazing. But honestly, that's secondary to getting people there and building the relationships in just a different way.
It is, you know? It is so true because so often we think of ministry and relationship just maybe being in a room and talking, but doing stuff together is phenomenal in building relationships, a physical activity.
For sure.
It's really powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were fortunate enough to have the church give us the land.
That's right.
But I mean, it's a quarter acre. I mean, it's a lot of land. And they put the fence around it and
graded it.
Now we figured out a design for the beds.
Yeah.
We built 12 of those the first year.
Yes, that was 21.
That was in 21.
So yeah. I think maybe the idea started in 20. I think you're right.
I don't know.
Yeah. And then, so we built the first beds in 21, the second 12 beds in 22.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we broke ground in 21
right.
in February.
Okay. Yeah. It's just been, you know, now we've got irrigation.
Yay.
Kind of. Kind of. It's coming along, but.
Can't trust Oklahoma's natural irrigation, that's
no.
for sure.
And the first year, it was so hot, and we had to hand water everything.
Oh, it was good. Such a hot summer.
Yeah, it was incredibly hot.
And the volunteers have been so amazing since before this even started. I mean, I don't know if you remember, but we had a cardboard drive and had truckloads of cardboard because we had graded the Bermuda's the devil, y'all. Oh, I'm just going to say that. That and sandburrs. Mm-hmm. But so we graded the Bermuda and got it all leveled out. And then we had a church collection for all the cardboard and then putting the mulch on top of it. And I think that was really cool. That was like the first big aha for me. Well, aside from the planning and all of that, is like, wow, this is really cool. And this is totally out of my control. And this is all God. Mm-hmm. Like, I just remember praying for loaves and fishes and God just totally.
There were so many people that came out.
It was amazing.
And the cardboard, was that an organic way to kill the Bermuda?
Well, the Bermuda was
certainly helped suppress it. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like in a nuclear holocaust, they always say cockroaches will survive, Twinkies, and I think Bermuda grass.
Yeah,
too.
I agree for sure. Yeah. Not even close. Bermuda will survive. Yeah.
Yes. So we did that as an organic way to suppress it because we were trying to figure out beds and all of that. So it was a good community building experience.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
So how many beds today?
24.
Sounds like a lot.
That's 24 raised beds.
That's raised beds. Yeah. Okay.
And then this year, which I'm super pumped about, is we started some in-ground beds. We have asparagus that we're planting, okay, and blackberries, and then also in-ground cut flower beds. We're doing more pollinating,
yes,
getting a lot of flowers inside the garden to bring the pollinators in because it just helps with everything. It was just like our biggest surprise last year is people love the flowers, and it's such a blessing to them. We made so many bouquets and gave them away from mom to mom, for ABC preschool, back to school teachers, for having them in the foyer on Sundays, or people just to take home. It was really cool. So I started growing a lot of seeds in my house this year.
Is
and
that
we're
right?
going to have a
bunch. She's an addict.
I am. I need to go. Yeah, I am. Seriously. I'm going to teach soil blocking next impact class. It's so cool.
It is so cool.
It is. I'm such a dork. I love it.
I have some of those materials as little.
You have the soil blocker?
I do.
Oh, do you have the 3/4 or the 2-inch?
Oh, boy.
I think I have both.
I want to get the 2-inch.
Yeah. I'll let you borrow it.
Yes. Okay. That's what our tomatoes and peppers are going to be next year, Jim.
All
yes.
right.
I've started the transplant.
Tomatoes and the blockers.
Yes.
You can do 50. Oh, now we're getting into the weeds, literally. Sorry, I'll stop. You're talking about it. It's not just vegetables and food. There's going to be a beautification piece of it as we get more and more flowers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the flowers, we've got flowers along the front, which is starting to really come on right now. But the flowers that we plant within the beds with the vegetables, I think as the summer goes on, that's really the beautiful part, is because as it gets hot and some of the vegetables start to kind of trail off a little bit, the flowers, you can just go there and walk around, and it's beautiful because of all the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you a little bit of a lift, if nothing else. But yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what we have planted, what we've planted for spring so far, we have like 4 different types of lettuces, 4 different types of kale, some mustard greens, radish, turnip, kohlrabi, beets.
Bok choy.
Bok choy. Yeah, bok
peas.
Choy. Yeah, sweet peas. Mm.
Potatoes.
Potatoes, okay. Yes. We have
fingerlings?
Like 3 different, yep, fingerlings and Yukon and red. What else do we have? We put in our tomatoes and peppers already. We have lots of different varieties of each because someone's addicted to growing things.
We've got strawberries.
Strawberries.
Yes.
We have broccolini.
Oh, right.
Broccolini. And then flowers in the cut flower beds. We have giant marigolds, giant zinnias, several varieties. We have dill. We have sunflowers. Mm. We will have cosmos and gomphrea and calendula.
Okay.
I don't remember what else is growing. Queen Anne's lace.
Okay.
You said started from seed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Man.
You said dill. What other herbs?
Yeah, so we have like 3 different types of basil that are growing. We have lemon, Genovese, and then sweet basil.
Yes.
We have sage that came back, oregano. We have tomatillos growing in there.
Oh, really?
Is that what's in with the... Okay. Yeah.
And then I have some majoram, which I had a seed packet and I wanted to try it. I don't know what you do with it, though.
Chicken.
You have a chicken? Okay.
Everything's good with chicken.
That's right. It is. I added tarragon this last year for the first time, and it came back amazing.
Really?
I didn't realize it would. I thought, because my rosemary died with that really intense, but it's come back and it's great with chicken. Mm.
Oh, I love tarragon. We'll have to try that.
Yeah.
And I love thyme, too, but that didn't come back.
Yeah.
And the dill will be in the big flower bed in ground.
Okay.
Because it's a tremendous attractant for pollinators.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk about the future plans of the garden. You got to keep adding beds and doing more. Are we kind of at a finish line, or you got more plans coming, or?
I wish we were at the finish line, but we're not.
Gardening's a journey. There is no finish
line. That's right.
So we do have one structure that we're going to put up this year. So we have a little bit of shade out there because in the summer it is blazing out there. Absolutely no shade anywhere. So we are going to put up a structure to get some shade. Long term, we want to have a structure that is basically like a learning center, like a children's learning center.
For the children.
For the children. For the children.
He's raising money, folks.
And you know, with that, we'll have some storage incorporated in that structure for tools and things like that.
Yes.
But also just a place for people to sit down again and that we can hopefully do some stuff with the kids. Kind of the design of the in-ground beds that we've got going on now is, you know, to have that stuff down lower.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stuff that kids are obviously more interested in at this time. You know,
They
all like flowers. They're all going to like blackberries, you know. We'll have to get them out there when the blackberries are on, but because it's obviously not during the school year, but we can do something to get them out.
Oh, yeah.
There, so.
Yeah.
We've got compost area in the one corner.
Yep.
Four big bins there that we rotate stuff through. So,
yes.
But really, the structure and to have a learning area is really what we, you know, is the next
could
big step.
Be so. A structure, too, that would like host, whether it's a small groups or something,
yes.
but a space, because it's going to be a beautiful
plan.
Space where people
yep.
can gather
for
and
sure.
meet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Great.
Yes. Mm. So, yeah, big picture is it's all part of the plan.
It's all part of the plan.
Yes. And I was going to say, you mentioned the ABC preschool, the kids. They've been taking the kids out there and showing
yes.
them the plants. They've even planted some things and helped us dig in some areas in our beds. It's been very good. And
I
they make
it.
Like decorations for us mm-hmm. and painted rocks and put them out there.
And they made scarecrows last
yes.
year.
Is that
it was
right?
Awesome.
And they made some big ones, but they made these little tiny scarecrows that they put all up through there. It was really amazing.
It was.
I love it.
And we've also connected with Legacy Alliance.
Okay.
One of the teachers there, the science teacher, Christina, and she has her class come out and help and do little projects for us or help us water right now.
Yeah.
And they're helping us with the in-ground beds. And so we're just trying to keep layering and building the connections wherever we can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How can people get involved if they want to get involved in this ministry?
Well, every Saturday, Monica hosts a work day because I'm not at very many of them. And right now it's from 10 to noon. As the summer goes on and things get warmer, that time moves further and further early.
Yes.
You know, I don't know what the earliest was we got started.
I think
last
8 a.m.
Yeah.
Like in the heat of summer.
Yeah. And by 10, it's
you're
smoking
toasty.
Hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Saturday mornings.
Saturday
yes.
mornings.
Show up.
Everybody's welcome.
Just show up. And you don't have to know anything about gardening. That's
right.
the beauty of it.
Yeah.
There's always somebody there who can delegate or tell you what to do. And it's been really cool to see our core group of volunteers. Like a lot of them had no idea about gardening and they're learning. And and it's been really cool to see just people come back. And we've just kind of built this cool community. I mean, we love having new people out there. We've had several new families join this season already, and it's been great getting to know them. Because, you know, it's just a place where you can have the one-off conversations. Like you said earlier, Heath, when you're doing something together
yes.
for a purpose, you know. So, hey, you know, how's your family or how's this? Mm. Or prayed for people and, yeah, building family.
I love that. I see that too, like the kitchen community. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a strong community. They are in there together.
Yes.
Having fun, and I love that we're adding more places to do that
mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
a body.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. So, yeah, and the kitchen people are amazing. They give us their compost.
That's right. I got a bag to take
Is
out there
right?
every Wednesday. So.
Uh-huh.
When we do the coffee and the cold brew especially,
uh-huh.
it has a huge leftover ground.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Throw it in the compost.
We should throw it in the compost.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah. We right. used to have buckets to put those in, and
uh-huh.
I don't know where they went.
We brew like 5 pounds every Sunday morning.
That's awesome. I'm all about that.
That's a lot of grounds.
That's a lot of grounds.
Yeah, yeah, they need to be going somewhere
yeah.
besides the trash for sure.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, will you all hang around for another week to actually get into talking about gardening in Oklahoma? Does that sound good?
Sure.
I'll twist my arm.
Twist your arm.
I could be here all day.
All right. I love it. Thank you all for being here, and we'll see you all next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining Fellowship Around the Table. If you would like to learn more, go to fbctulsa.org.
Did you say it was on people's vines or
no,
minds?
No, minds. Sorry. But we love our garden puns.
Oh, boy. They're easy.
Oh.
They are.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.